Hello and welcome to Winning for Life Show, an incredible opportunity to enhance your quality of life. Every week, Wolfgang Sonnenberg and his guests present insights, inspiration, universal core principles, the know-how and do-how to live on a higher frequency, different timelines and more. We can all co-create an extraordinary future. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode for Winning for Life. And that's what we really, really wish here, that you are winning for life and then in life. And today, I like to talk about the myth of healing the inner child. First of all, I want to make clear that I'm not really against all those ideas where people have a good intention to do something good. But I want to make aware, and from my experience, now after 7 decades on the planet and experience a lot of seminars and pains and wonderful situation going through life, I think it's even a kind of problem thinking and feeling into a wounded child. So first of all, to have this idea that you need to heal the inner child, your programming, I have something in me what's not okay. So why is it not okay? And then you're focusing on a child. And if you have the picture in mind, I'm healing my inner child. So what is the best outcome then? You have a healed child in you. But what does that mean? It means there is something in you. And what is the inner child? Is it like the liver, if it's like the kidney, what part is it? If we live in these kind of time-space continuum, the child is something from the past. So is it about healing the past? Why are you not simply thinking, okay, like look at your body, maybe you have once had a whatever accident and a wound and there's a scar. Okay, there is something in this way from the past. But why you think there is something to fix as a child in you? And all the people I personally experienced who were fixing their inner child had not the real idea at that moment, hey, I'm fixing and allowing myself to be the super adult, the super healthy adult. And I want to be the super healthy adult, and because of something in the past which programs me. It's like, I say, the subconscious on the computer is the software. Somewhere happened something, there is a frequency, there's a virus in me, and I solve it to be the super adult. Because in the universe, everything is frequency and information. So there might be something why there is a frequency which is not allowing you to be the super healthy, happy, wealthy adult. The person who you are really now, in the here and now. And the question is, if you really understand that you always only can live in the here and now, you can't live in the past. You can't live in the future. In the here and now, you can create pictures in your mind. You can think about something what is past. But you are always living in the here and now. And the question is, who you really want to be in the here and now? And if you feel there is something hindering that you can live your full power in the here and now, so do something just from the mind and information, I am ready to live my full power in the here and now. But if you create in your mind, in me is a wounded child, where is your energy going, your information going? You can't think, feel about the wounded child and be the super strong, healthy adult at the same moment. It's totally different frequencies. And if you think you need to heal the wounded child and then make something and, oh, you know, I'm kind to you and everything, and now I healed the child, now I have maybe a healed child in me. But the moment you think about the healed child, you're still not thinking about the super healthy adult. Whatever age you are you 18, are you 20, are you 30, are you 50, 60 when you listen to it, why you want to be the wounded or healthy child? Allow yourself, whatever age there is, just be the most healthiest, happiest you, the full potential you. Your uniqueness, your unique frequency, be that. And to understand, we all have our unique fingerprint. We all have our unique frequency. And when we talk about quantum body, like Deepak Chopra just this year brought out a book, Quantum Body, and he writes there in the quantum, well, in the quantum body, there is a perfect body. But then something is happening, and when we're here in this 3D world with our physical body, our super clear frequency gets somehow disturbed. And the moment I realized for myself, I shouldn't have this picture of my dark side or my wounded child and all those stuff. It's just about being totally in my unique frequency. It is just about which frequency is disturbing. And this can be a frequency from the environment. Like we today have a lot of kind of electrosmog or whatever. This can be a wrong program that I didn't dare to live up in my childhood, who what I'm really are, that I created a kind of survival strategy and suppressing something. It can be a kind of trauma. The dog was biting me and I got poops. So shocked, intensely shocked that energy is stuck there, which all can disturb that I'm not capable at the moment, at least I believe it, or feel it. That's why I had the other session about mindset, cell set, and God set. There is something in the cells which is not allowing me to live up to my full potential. And if you go even beyond child and adult and just you, the soul in this body, you want to express and live here to your full potential and to live your unique frequency. It's only about what is disturbing. And with this picture of the wounded child, if you just translate it, there happened something which created a kind of disturbing frequency. But the moment I think I resolve this disturbing frequency that I live my full potential, my experiences with myself and others when we did the work, that says directly in full power. And I'm a friend, as you know, what we call direct pass, direct, cut through the crap directly. Why should I force myself first to think in a wounded child, getting into this drama, and even make my system believe there is a wounded child, and now we need to heal the child, and in best case, I have in me a healed child. But the healed child is still not living up to the full potential. Why not going direct? So that's why I suggest you always believe you're enough. You are perfect. You came here in incarnation with a super unique frequency. And everything what you need in life, want in life, if you stay on your unique frequency, you will attract that. And then you have a fulfilled life and express then and decide what kind of impact you want to do on this planet. But I don't think, at least I have a hard time, no, I can't believe, not a hard time to believe it, I don't want to believe it also, it is that I came here to figure out what is my wounded child and to solve the problem for my wounded child. No, I came here perfect. And I have an idea what I want to experience on planet Earth. And maybe I have an idea, and you remember one of the earlier shows we said, we clear about the five true self. That's why find your true self, encourage, empower your true self, that you can live up to it. Then the self-determination, the self should decide what you do on planet Earth, but also the self decides, the new self, the limitation on planet Earth. Because living on planet Earth is a limitation for the big consciousness with incredible unlimited possibilities. So here on planet Earth, we decide for a limited possibilities, a limitation. So that's what I want to decide. And then I decide what I want to experience and what kind of impact I want to do in the world. And I strongly believe today I didn't came here to figure out where is a wounded child and heal it and then go back. No, I came here to experience something and to have an impact. And on this way, or here, coming down here and living here, like Deepak Chopra is writing, the quantum body is perfect, but then something happens and we have interference. So something interfered with my true wish of experience and impact, and it's a disturbing frequency. So I just want to solve the disturbing frequency. And that makes it so much easier for me. I always want to live my full potential. I always want to live in my highest, aligned with my highest interest, with my highest self. And everything what is disturbing there, I want to get rid of, transform. And that's why Gabo Mate says also regarding trauma, authenticity. Let's go the trauma away. Resolves it. Trauma is gone away if you live your true self. More and more, the truth, your true self. Because the more, and it's so simple logic, the more you live your unique frequency, all Or just simply make the calculation. If you're 100% living your unique frequency, there can't be any disturbing frequencies. When we understand this with the frequencies, some people call it timelines, you know, then you understand on different frequency levels, you have different experiences or different pasts. So if you stay there and want to heal your wounded child, you stay on the same level of frequency because you need to go on the same level in the past, ideally, and thinking in the past, and you're not going on a higher frequency. You can live on a frequency, and let's say you have something broken and you fix it, you can still live on the same frequency. But ideally, you want to live on a different frequency. And when you go to your unique frequency and the disturbing frequencies are gone, if you live at 100%, there is no wounded child. And there is no healed child, because a healed child needs a wounded child before. So I believe, and it's my experience with a lot of people I saw, and what I tried for myself, is with the concept of the wounded child, it keeps me stuck. And with the concept, I make a decision, I really want to be and live full my unique frequency, my true self. And everything checking, is this aligned with my true self? Is this in my higher interest? Oh, what can I do to have my unique frequency, to live this out? I don't need all these different concepts. What I understand, and also if I go to Buddha, Jesus, and all those guys, former times, like we're going to the Christian world, living here. I grew up in the so-called Christian world, Western world. And there is a lot of wording Jesus used. The Father and I are one, but the Father is bigger. So why did he use Father and me and everything? Because he tried to have wordings at that time that people have a chance to understand. Because if he would have talking about the conscious field, maybe nobody could really understand him. So that's why some of those wording is. And some, maybe if you have the intention to bring people closer and say, okay, I use this with the wounded child to make the first step with people, that can maybe work for some people. If you really have the intention, I use the wording to help them for the first step. But my experience is most people didn't have the intention, I use this trick for my first step to be my full potential, to be on the full frequency. And then, if you have then the wrong intention and you really believe in the wounded child, you create more the mess because you are stuck there. And that's what all is winning for life, is being totally free of all disturbing frequencies. Live your true nature. Let's have a short break.
Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So, what's the true nature is always a question. And that's for thousands of years. For thousands of years, the main idea from all the teachers is know thyself. Who are you? Who are you really, really, really? The Oracle of Delphi. Know yourself. Always, always. And that's also, if I think I have an inner child, who is I who has a child? So somehow these are two. And if I create a kind of separate identity from myself, am I really working towards understanding my true self? And I joked once with someone, okay, guess how old is your wounded child? And she said, I guess it was 5. Okay, so heal the wounded child, the 5-year-old. And what happened with 8 or 10? Did you have some pain there or wound there? Oh, yeah, we can fix it 10 years as well, and then 15 years. And suddenly you have a lot of different childs, teenies, or adults, depending on how old you are. And suddenly you have 10, 20, what every, I'm going to say, puppets, which you healed now. Isn't it a confusing? What is your true self if you have now so many wounded kids, teens, adults in you? And it looks for me like this Russian matryoshka. But you open it and there's another person, you open it, there's another person, as you open it, there's another person. But they are now all healed. But I think it's not about that. Like with this Russian doll, you say, open it, and some are healed, some are healed. Oh, and there's a broken one. Here is a broken child. Here is a wounded child. No, let's fix that and then put all these together. No. If you really understand it with the I am, then there is a one soul. There's one fingerprint. There is one unique frequency. And like we always thought, we're talking about the oneness, and the oneness is not only we are one with all the others. It's the first oneness starts in you, that there is only one and not creating so many different personas. But we do. And why are we doing it? And I call these different personas, as you know, sub-personalities. And understand, sub, there must be some main, some boss, or let's say, some true personality, not persona. Remember, persona, the words persona comes from the old Greeks. When they played theater, they had mask in front of their head, and these masks they call persona. But we're, face it and be honest, we're running through the world mainly with a mask. We don't dare to show up who we really are. But that means suppressing something. Because if I don't dare to show the world my true self, I need to suppress something all the time. And the main thing where we are longing for is to be seen. Nobody sees me. But nobody can see us, can see you, when you run around with a mask. Who are you really, really? And here again, if you think you are a wounded child and you need to heal the child, and you run around now as a healed child, who sees the true you? But we all do it because we come with our true frequency on the planet and something happens. And I just skip what could happen in the time of the pregnancy and the womb, but just simply that you came clean on planet Earth. But then people say, you're not allowed to do this and that. They explain you the world. And we know humans are born very early and they're so helpless, they're so dependent on others that they try to adjust that they survive. See the difference if a cow or a horse is born, they can walk directly. Then, okay, they go to mommy to be fed, but they're somehow ready to be on planet Earth. But we can't do anything. If we don't get strokes, nice strokes, body contact, we die. Our brain is not ready. Nothing is really functioning, so we need someone who cares. And for sure, touch and feed other. So depending where you're born, you try to adjust and compromise. And you know, they tell you who you should be. Like I have my metaphor. I'm born in an apple, but unfortunately in the parent family, and all the parents told me how to be a good parent, but nobody told me to be an apple. So I felt something is wrong here, but then there were the parent neighbors, and then later they sent me to parent kindergarten and everything. So logically, the only thing what is wrong is me. So I knew I only can survive if I adjust to them. And that's where everybody of us starts with a kind of survival strategy. I need to survive. And I create a different persona, suppress something. And after a while, if we give too much energy on it, we create the so-called sub-personalities. And the sub-personality is an energetically field. And if we do it so intense, and we do it because it's a survival strategy, we identify us with this persona. And then we are in the trap. Because we mix identification with identity. My identity is my true self. My identity is my true frequency. But I don't allow myself to let my light shine, to be and show the emotions of my true self, my true frequency, because I learned very early I will not survive. And that is a problem we face in later in life, if we are not depending so much more on what the parents and touches and feed food giving us. We, even if we are capable of a lot of things, even if we manage to be super rich and everything, but we can be inside, still be stressed. And that's why some people, because it happens very early in life, say, here is a wounded child. But the wounded child is a creation, is a subpersonality. And a lot of people I saw then, when they deal with the idea of a wounded child, they create a subpersonality and give more energy on the subpersonality and even create the identification with the wounded child. And, sorry to say, shit, you create more of the problems. Don't identify yourself with all that. Your true self is different. And even if you now change this wounded child to the healthy child, you just create another subpersonality. And if you identify now yourself with the healed child, you're still in an identification and not with your true identity. And that's what it's all about. Winning for life is not crippling yourself, but living the true frequency. If you would see it like in plants, you know, there's this art of bonsai. And if you have the idea, so, okay, very early, the newborn child is bonsai'd. And let's say it's a rose or whatever, just to make a picture, and we keep the rose very small, and we don't allow the rose to be seen as a rose. So always when the rose starts to blossom, we cut it off and keep the whole plant very, very small. What's the bonsai idea is? And if one day, let's say, we make this, the bonsai is a wounded child, and we heal the wounded child and allow now the wounded rose, okay, now it's okay, you show a little rose, let's blossom a little red is okay. But is that the true identity of a rose, to keep it little? No. That's why I say, if you really use it as a first step to grow, to get out of the bonsai state, maybe that's a kind of trick first step. But then you need to intention, okay, I do this to go there. But as you know, I'm the friend of the direct path, that we don't make this concept and tricks, because your soul doesn't need the tricks. Your true self doesn't need it. Your true self just needs a decision. Go! Now! And we're not only having this one wounded child. Or, let's say it's different. We have more subpersonalities. You learn more. You can figure it out. If you just relax now and just sit, can you be very skeptic? Can you make a skeptic persona at the moment? And you can do, again, very skeptic. Can you be happy? Can you be angry? Can you be in rage? You can do this all. You can create different sub-personalities. And that's why I have us with the theater, there's a different role to play, or what kind of play we are playing here. And then you have the murderer, you have the commissioner, or whatever, yeah, the policeman. And yeah, for this play, the policeman is different than the murderer, or the dead body, or whatever. we can play this all, but that's all roles we are playing. Our true self is just a true self with the so many possibilities. So we should be really clear what is our identity, and then from there choose our limitation. Okay, like an actor, oh, I choose now to play this role, and for whatever 2 hours I play this role. So here's my true self, and now I check if I have wounded from the childhood, and let's use this example from wounded child, heal it, and bingo, I'm the healthy adult. Then you can play with it. So be so aware what is identification and identity. But the more you're clear about your identity, your true self, the less you want this wounded child or other things. Because it's very risky to easily be identified. And listen to people, they even say, I am. In my case, I was a lawyer. Yeah, it says, I am a lawyer. No, Wolfgang at the moment has a profession or plays a role as a lawyer. And I like to play it good. I like to be the best lawyer, play it best. But I am not the lawyer. I am more than that. Just let's have a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, just to make sure again, we all have a lot of sub-personalities. We play different roles. As a man, I, like I said, I had, my profession was lawyer. So over the day, I played the lawyer, driving home and go in the kitchen where my wife is. Guess who should go in there? The lawyer? Well, my wife wouldn't be happy when the lawyer comes in. I guess it should be the husband coming in. Or the lover can come in. And if you have kids, should the dad go in the kitchen? Like a lot of people say, Mommy? No. If I want to be the daddy, I could go to the kid and say, here, kid, and here's daddy. But it's, you see a lot of things, you're mixing it up. And of a lot of subpersonalities, let's say, simply say you have 100, one is a wounded child. But none of the subpersonalities are your true self. But as we play roles here in life on the 3D level, we have the tendency, and here comes now what I want to share and what I did wrong for a long time, that when the morning I wake up and knew what I should do, like in my lawyer time, I had a special case, this. So directly opened the eyes, I stressed myself with thinking about the case and that, and I directly just opened the eyes and jumped into a subpersonality, into the identification. And when in the morning you directly connect with your subpersonality, I nearly can guarantee you the whole day is filled with this role or another subpersonality. But the idea is, if you understand what is identification and what is identity, that the first in the morning is what you do and make sure that you connect with your true self. Be 100% connected with your true self. And that is not so easy when you're young, because maybe there are so much disturbing frequencies, so many people are wanting something from you. The parent says you should behave like this and that, and you rarely, or people rarely grow up in households where the parents teach you, be your true self first, and then we check what we do over the day. Which role, which subpersonality. We need kind of subpersonalities, because you're different as a dad and as a lawyer. You are different if you go on the golf course or whatever you do. They're always different, but they should be always aligned with the true self. It's just a different role we play. And we never got lost in this identification. So we are all clear about our identity, and that needs to start in the morning. So in the morning, the first thing is make sure. And some people say, I have no time for this. Oh, then you need to go up earlier. But I don't believe that. You always have the time. And my experience is, if you take the time in the morning, and that's for me personally, I don't like to have appointments with the outer world, with other or in subpersonalities before 10. I try to have 1-2 hours at least to be with my true self. And from there I choose. And guess what? I'm so much more productive. Less stress. Healthier. Happier. Because there is no wounded child anymore. There is nothing what I need to fix anymore. But on the way, I really figured out, oh, here is something maybe hindering. Here's still something disturbing that I can be my true self. So I can solve this frequency. And as you know, if you're listening longer, we have special techniques that you get rid of the frequency which is disturbing, recognize it and change it, and you can change it all. Even the trauma, like Gabo Maté says, you can change it all. There are techniques to do that. But you will be only successful in the meaning of living up your true self, if you want to be and live here your true self. If you just want to heal the wounded child, best case, you identified with a healthy child, but not your true self. You're stuck still on the wrong frequency. And you can't be there, connected with the child, And I tried to explain it with frequency and radio. If you listen to a radio station, then you know which music is coming there or which news are coming there. And then, if you want to have different music, you change the frequency to a different station. And if you have really clear the new station, you don't hear anything from the old station anymore. So if you're still stuck with something on the old station and you want to fix something on the old station, you can't be totally on the new station. So that's why I recommend get rid of the idea of fixing the wounded child. Get rid of it and allow yourself to be the true, healthy, happy, a wealthy adult you want to be. Or doesn't get rid of even kids and adults. Being. Be and live in this moment. Don't go in the past. Don't live in the past. Be in the right frequency at this moment. And that is the best what you can do for yourself, for winning in life. And that's what we all need, that you win for life. Then that's fully alive, being here in the here and now. Live it full out. Be inspired. And you know, you will experience the best, which is not really to come. It is already there. Enjoy your true self.
You've just heard a glimpse of what Wolfgang Sonnenberg has to share. Dive deeper into his teachings by following this show, subscribing to his YouTube channel, or visiting wolfgangsonnenberg.com. Connect with us, tell us about your life goals, and start exploring how the universe is here to support you 100%. We can't wait to share more Winningful Life insights with you. Until then, stay connected, stay inspired.